This is Professor Carver, 27th of October, 3111. Well, hopefully this log will record. Half of our equipment isn't working properly right now. Everything's changed since we found the crashed ship. For one thing, it's alien. Definitely non-human technology. I should sound more excited, I know. Every scientist's dream, isn't it? But something about this just feels wrong. I know the others feel the same. Even Kamalo isn't smiling anymore. We're still mostly in the dark about the object we retrieved from inside the wreckage. Is it the pilot, or the cargo, or maybe some organic component of the ship itself? It seems totally inert, but we've had electromagnetic interference all over the base since we brought it back, and that can't be a coincidence. Storing it has caused problems. Shane lashed something together using the strongest bulkheads they could find, but apparently it's still breaking that down. The equipment failures meant O'Keefe couldn't fully analyze its chemical structure, making him so angry that he actually attacked Kamalo for telling him to calm down. I've never had to break up my people like that. We've worked together for years. It's Murphy I'm most worried about, though. He can't tear himself away from those growths on the surface. The stones, he calls them. Like the Neolithic standing stones on Earth. We keep finding him out there in his suit, standing under the jet black sky, staring at them. He won't tell us why. We've been sending back reports, but Taylor just relayed a message that made my blood run cold. Azimuth has ordered us to cease all transmissions and await the arrival of their megaship, the Adamaster, which will transport us and our samples to a secure facility. And now I'm wondering why I got involved with a corporation that's rumored to have its own private army. Have I put everyone at risk by taking this job?